Hello.
Hey kitty, it's Bee.
How you doing?
Fridays are busy, Mondays are busy.
Okay.
How about you? How's
So,
your project?
same here. Lots going on. Sister went in the hospital this morning. Daddy's is all like everything's up in the air. So,
Oh my God, what is that?
thank you. I have questions. I'm trying to figure out like what would I realize I'm not even clear on what would be the next step. So to clarify, you did send me an agreement and I lost it.
Yeah,
It's
no
filed
worries.
under something. But what happens after that agreement?
Yes. So if you kind of remember our last conversation, I know you've been talking to some other people. What our goal here with you is we want to find the right person for your property. So we know that it's commercial, so we went ahead and had the closing be in December so that you have a little bit of time to get your belongings, move out, do what you need to do. And then also those commercial properties do take just a little bit longer because it's a different process for acquiring like a business than it is a residential home. A lot of times we do purchase these properties for ourselves, but I think with this one, like I said, we really want to find the right person who can utilize the space so that it's like a living as well as an office space for them and have that convenience at their hands. So what we would do is after we go into an agreement, I mentioned sending you a form that would include giving us the authority to market instead of just to my investors that I typically know. We want to get it a little bit further out to, again, find the person who's going to really make this into a home and an office space and utilize the space to its full capacity. So we're going to reach out to, of course, we're going to reach out to like our pool of people who we know, who, we work with attorneys all the time. So we definitely do have an idea of putting it in front of some of the paralegals and attorneys that we know. But then also, I don't want us to just limit it to the Hopewell area or even just the Richmond area. I really would like to take it more like statewide in some of the surrounding states so that somebody can come in and make this just their perfect home, perfect office, perfect shop, whatever they decide to do with it.
Okay. So it sounds like in this case you're going to kind of be my agent, my real estate agent.
Similar, except we're still not going to have to do the inspections. It still won't be like a traditional loan, just because, one, it is a commercial property, but two, somebody is still probably going to want to go in there and make some updates and, just make the place maybe a little bit more snazzy or fit it to their needs. So instead of going like with a real estate agent, and to be honest, Karen, I'm probably going to reach out to some of my agent friends just to see what they think about it. And they may even want to market it to some of their people. Like I said, with this one, we really just want to kind of cast a wide net and find the right person. Now, with the purchase agreement that I sent you already, I want to attach also the authorization to market the property. So that way I can talk to real estate agents. I can talk to some of these other business owners on your behalf.
Okay, so it sounds like it's going to go out in the market, on the market, whatever. So what is the solidity of the number that's in the agreement, which I recall was like what, 167?
Let me pull up our agreement.
And whatever amount that is, how solid is that? Does it depend on, somebody making the right offer?
The number that I provided for you, I feel very, very confident that we won't have to do any other renegotiations with. Now, in the agreement, it does have that part about the inspection where we go in, and again, it's not like a 4-point inspection where, somebody's going to tell you have to fix up all this stuff. It just lets us know what work might need to go into it to make it, a property that somebody is going to want to move into and transition into easily. So the number we have on the contract, I was looking at it earlier, but can't remember off the top of my head. It's pulling up. My Wi-Fi is being slow, of course. So yes, it was 167,300.
Okay. All right. But before we get to saying that that is our number, there's an inspection involved, and then it goes out into the world, and we're gonna do our best to get that number. Is that
Again,
correct?
I'm very confident in that number. I think,
Right.
after we last spoke, I think that that's a number that we won't have any issues with whatsoever.
Right.
The inspection is really just us coming in to take photos of the property so that we can share those with people, minimize how many people might need to access the property. But, if there's something like, let's just say that you had a pipe burst and you didn't mention it to me in these phone calls. Not saying that you did, but let's just say, for example, there's a pipe burst, or maybe you don't even know about it. And that's a $5,000 project. Well, what if that, affecting a couple places in the house and that turns into a $15,000 project? Something like that, we might come back and say, hey, we need a little bit more wiggle room on the deal. But again, that only happens if there's some significant oversight that maybe the seller didn't see, or that we just weren't aware of when we went into the agreement.
Right. Understood. Okay. That gives me more to think about. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of getting a yes from you from where I said that number still depends on the inspection and it going on the market. But you feel confident in that number, but that is the number that it is dependent on those things. It's not cast in stone yet.
Mostly, it just depends on if in our conversations we've really uncovered everything there is to uncover about the property. And
Okay.
I mean, I feel like you've been very transparent, very forward about everything and what you're looking for, what you've done, what's going on with the property. So I don't foresee, again, I'm very confident in the number.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me cogitate a bit and thank you for all the information.
Of course. And Kitty, I was just curious, how's the conversations gone with some of the other people you've been talking to?
Actually, very similar.
Okay.
I will tell you, I have had people actually come out and be more eyes on. So that made me kind of wonder where we were in that process. So apparently, I'm coming up to speed on what the whole process is. Apparently you will soon be doing what they've been doing, which is coming and looking at the place.
Yeah, I always do love to have a team member go out there. I also, because I do pay my team separately for every time that they go out to a property,
Sure.
I love to have something like some agreement started.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let me cogitate a little bit more and I'll get back to you.
Okay, Kitty. Well, I hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully you're wrapping up that project pretty soon too, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
Have
All right. Thank you.
a good one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.